This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. If you're an entrepreneur or a business owner or looking to get perhaps a boost in your next great invention or business venture, perhaps, there is an annual event getting ready to get started that you might want to know about. It's representing six counties in the area, including Knox County, and it's a fast pitch competition. And Carrie McKillop from the University of Illinois Extension is here to talk about that. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you. So this is not the first year you've done the six county fast pitch, but it sounds like it's been pretty successful up to now.
It really has. But actually, we do it every 3 years.
Yeah.
The Entrepreneurial Support Network. We also do Small Business Day, and we just did our inaugural business bullpen.
Oh, good.
We're doing a 3-year rotation on these events, but the Six County Fast Pitch Competition is really exciting. We are looking for local entrepreneurs or small business owners that want to pitch their business idea or their business expansion idea to a panel of local experts. And our prize package, we're still gathering all our sponsors this round. But our prize package was worth over $75,000.
Wow.
The last time around, and we intend to have more this time. So that includes cash, advertising sponsorships, business services, some educational activities. But it's a great way for potential businesses to sort of flesh out a business idea, present it to some experts, and get some input on how they could improve the concept.
Take me back to 3 years ago when you last did this thing, Carrie. If I remember right, there were some pretty good ideas that I think are still working out quite
right.
Well, from that, weren't there?
Right. Some of our one of our winners was Linda from Linda's Salsa.
Right.
And she was able to sort of springboard from that win and get her product in Walmart. So that's a pretty impressive win. We also had a young man up in the Galva area Kewaunee.
Close enough.
Yeah. In Henry County, somewhere up there, started an online travel agency.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a sort of a upscale custom one for people who want a unique travel experience. And then we have a young woman out of Kewaunee who had a frozen food delivery business.
That's right. I remember that.
And expanded it and had to do another building. I mean, she had, because of the advertising and those kinds of things she got with the package, she had to sort of back off her advertising because she had so much clientele. You know, people like me who don't like to go home and cook at night that can get somebody to give me a home-cooked frozen meal, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'm all for frozen meal, and I'm all for leftovers, but that's another discussion.
I am too, and yeah, I've never understood the thing of that. But
those were perfect examples of the kind of success that can perhaps befall somebody from this.
Right. And we saw a lot of other businesses. We had 22 businesses actually pitch that day. And, you know, they're all winners because they were able to meet with the Small Business Development Center, kind of hone their ideas. And so that's one of the first things that we do is we have them meet with some local experts to help get their idea in order. We will have, once people register, we will sign them up for a practice run if they want to come in a less stressful environment, and we'll give them some tips. And then the actual competition, we'll break them into categories, and there'll be three groups.
This might be a little bit difficult to answer, Carrie, but looking back to 3 years ago, give me an idea of some of the things that those businesses might have learned through that experience. I know they're different types of businesses and business ventures, but I imagine there's probably some things that they learn that probably can translate well to anybody looking to do this competition this year.
Right. Well, and some of the key things is to really have your pitch down.
Yeah.
Know your idea. Be able to articulate it quickly and concisely. You know, we all have to sell ourselves in lots of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And especially for those who are going to be seeking financing in the future, those kinds of things, it's important to be able to be concise, but convey what you really want to do. And mm-hmm. and I think that's the big takeaway for most of them, in terms of being able to pitch an idea in 5 minutes.
You know, that's the thing. I think it's if you've watched the show Shark Tank, I mm-hmm. think this is kind of almost exactly what that is. But it's while that's maybe not like the TV show in some mm-hmm. respects, I think the lesson is the same, that you really kind of have to get a potential, let's say, investor's attention quickly, or they're not going to be in.
Right. And so that's hopefully even, well, we'll only have three winners. And actually, I think we're starting a youth category this year,
okay.
too. So we may have four winners. But everybody that participates really wins because they get those services. And even if their consultation with the Small Business Development Center says, this is probably not a good idea for you at this point, that's a win.
That gives you time to go back and refine and maybe pitch it again at some point.
Right, or get your financials in better shape.
Sure,
so,
sure.
So we're really excited, and we hope that we have some local entrepreneurs. I'm amazed at the entrepreneurs in our community
already.
And so we're really excited to really have this next round of competition. And I would encourage everyone to go to the Six County Fast Pitch website.
Mm-hmm.
And they can download the application there. Or they can go to the University of Illinois Knox County website,
okay,
and get it there. Or if all else fails, they can call us at the University of Illinois Extension office here in Galesburg at 342-5108.
You mentioned there's a kids category this year. What led to that, and how is that going to work?
There is a youth category. We're going to look at high school and college age entrepreneurs.
Okay.
A local Thai, a young man by the name of Noah Poston.
I've heard of him somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know where you might have heard of him. But he pitched the last time around, mm-hmm. and we've made contact with Knox College, Monmouth College, Carl Sandburg College has always been a partner with ESN. So we're hoping to have some college and potentially look to some of the CEO programs around the area for some high school participation. We haven't got all the details worked out on that one yet because, of course, that's a little bit different than mm-hmm. The adult competition. But really trying to encourage young people about thinking towards entrepreneurship as a career option.
That's great.
You know, in this age of internet business and those kind of things, there's an awful lot of things you can do here in West Central Illinois that are very impactful for our economy.
Absolutely. And that's a great thing, is seeing some of the younger entrepreneurs in years past show off their ideas and their business mm-hmm. ideas. It's a fantastic thing. So they can get info on the website too?
Absolutely. And we are still developing all the prize packages. I do want to mention we have a couple sponsors that are longtime sponsors already mm-hmm. with the First Mid Bank and Trust has been a sponsor for all of our events, the City of Galva, Kewaunee Chamber of Commerce, Galesburg Chamber of Commerce, Monmouth Chamber of Commerce. We're really, and a lot of other media outlets signing on as well.
Yeah.
So we are, we're really grateful for the support that everyone in the community puts behind all these efforts, and hope to have another great event this year.
Absolutely. All right. One more time, tell folks how they can get more info on the Six County Fast Pitch competition.
They can Google Six County Fast Pitch or Six County ESN.
Okay.
Or Six County Fast Pitch. They can go to the University of Illinois Extension's website, or they can just call us here in Galesburg at 342-5108.
And we'll post a link to that as well when we post this interview momentarily on WGIL.com. Any other efforts along these lines going on this year, Carrie?
Not this year, but of course next year we will have our Small Business Day celebration in May again.
Wonderful.
And you know, have our awards. That's always a fun event. And we're always looking for ways to really build the entrepreneurial spirit in the community, because, you know, one of the things that we've learned over the years is you need to celebrate what you want to see.
Hear that, folks? We have to celebrate what we do have and what we can make better, not just complain about what we don't have.
That is correct.
Because there are people working on it. So there you go.
We've got an awful lot for this small of a community and region, and I am convinced that young people will make us have more.
Darn right. Carrie McKillop with the U of I Extension, thanks so much for coming in tonight, and continued success with this fast pitch competition. There's a deadline, correct?
Yes. We want applications for the people who are pitching their ideas by March 16th,
okay.
So that way we can work with them. The actual event will be May 12th.
All right,
so they'll have time.
March 16th deadline. I knew I was forgetting something.
Yes.
Carrie, thanks so much once again.
Okay, thank you.
We'll come back with Kim Commando and sports next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.